If music be the food of love, play on. Give me excess of it, that surfeiting the appetite may sicken and so die.
Plaisir d'amour ne dure qu'un moment. Chagrin d'amour dure toute la vie.
That strain again. It had a dying fall. Oh, it came o'er my ear like the sweet south that breathes upon a bank of violets, stealing and giving odour.
Plaisir d'âme.
Enough! No more. 'Tis not so sweet now as it was before. Oh, spirit of love, how quick and fresh art thou, that notwithstanding thy capacity receiveth as the sea, nought enters there of what validity and pitch soever, but falls into abatement and low price even in a minute. So full of shapes is fancy, that it alone is high fantastical.
Will you go hunt, my lord?
What curio?
The heart.
Why, so I do, the noblest that I have. Oh, when mine eyes did see Olivia first, methought she purged the air of pestilence. That instant was I turned into a heart, and my desires like fell and cruel hounds e'er since pursue me. How now? What news from her?
Enter Valentine.
So please, my lord, I might not be admitted, but from her handmaid do return this answer. The element itself, till 7 years' heat, shall not behold her face at ample view, but like a cloistress she will veiled walk, and water once a day her chamber round with eye-offending brine.
Oh.
All this to season a brother's dead love, which she would keep fresh and lasting in her sad remembrance.
She that hath a heart of that fine frame, to pay this debt of love but to a brother! How will she love when the rich golden shaft hath killed the flock of all affections else that live in her, when liver, brain, and heart, these sovereign thrones, are all supplied and filled, her sweet perfections, with one self-king? Away before me, to sweet beds of flowers, love thoughts lie rich when canopied with bowers.
Exeunt. Scene 2. The sea coast. Enter Viola, captain, and sailors.
What country, friends, is this?
This is Illyria, lady.
And what should I do in Illyria? My brother, he is in Elysium. Perchance he is not drowned. What think you, sailors?
It is perchance that you yourself were saved.
Oh, my poor brother, and so perchance may he be.
True, madam, and to comfort you with chance, assure yourself, after our ship did split,